Blog Talk Radio.
Goddamn fucking groups here. I just wish the fucking smash and pass bullshit would just fucking end the ring.
Smash and pass, whatever the fuck you want to call it. All I know is it's annoying as shit. But, either way, fuck smash and pass. JR is so much better than that. Anybody that wants to call in, you can definitely do so. 646 716-8054. And But either way,
I think maybe I should just go into a track here since there ain't nobody tuned in. Well, probably people tuned in, they ain't got nobody called in, is what I'm trying to say. And, but I think whoever came up with the smash or pass bullshit needs to be just killed on the next spot. If you agree, call in. But either way, man, we got an 801. What's going on, Destiny? You are live up on Juggalo Rider Radio.
But as I said, whoever came up,
well, she left us.
But whoever
came up with that whole smasher and pass bullshit needs to die.
Anyways, let's go on to a track here. You know what? I got a track. Oh yeah, and by the way, if you like missed the interview last night with our boy Yaz of Dead Celebrity Status,
all I gotta say, y'all missed one hell of a fucking interview. Dude's dope. Like, it's always an honor to have him up on here with us. And I think I'm gonna play a track off the new album. I mean, I played this last name, I played it again. This is The Throwaway Kids. So here we go.
Oh, So let's get it on. Spit it, spit it out, out. Let them hear you shout.
Let them hear you sing.
Let's see if this time you're able to talk. But, anyways. And David, man, yes. Actually, Project Wise is no longer together. They're actually now known as Dead's Lovely Status. We actually had him up on here last night. When I was mixing with Bobby, because, you know, he ain't feeling good. He was out of town. But it's all good, yo. Fucking Matt, fucking Mr. Love, the fucking Bobby of Dead Celeb. And I'm going to guess and say Destiny's not able to talk. You are unmuted, so we can hear you. Also, if you press 1, it might help a little bit better, too. So anyways, well, yeah, this is what I mean, the whole fucking slash and pass bullshit. It was invented by the fucking new generation, the new school motherfuckers that, you know, care what people think about them, which Juggalo shouldn't. And yeah, David, for real, man. Project Wise is now known as Dead Celebrity Status. But Destiny, if you call back in and press 1, we'll actually be able to hear you a lot better. Anyways, since Destiny's not talking much, I heard a button pressed. But not able to hear her. Yeah, Destiny, just press the number 1 on your phone there. It should put you in the host queue. I guess we'll get that fixed. I think we'll go into a fucking band name of Trick Turner. Fucking been bumping these guys for the past couple nights now. The dopest motherfucking shit. I love their fucking track. It's called Father. That's the track I'm gonna get into right here, right now. Just get up to it. And then we should be good to go. So here we go. This is Trick Turner. Wait. Let's try it again real quick.
All right, Destiny. Now can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. There we go. Sorry, my phone's being stupid right now.
That's all good, it's all good. But, I think it's funny how people just get all fucking retarded over this whole thing. They think they're talking shit when they say, you know, fuck the whole smash or pass bullshit, but, I'm speaking my mind and I'm being dead honest with this shit. I think it's fucking retarded.
Oh, I didn't do it. That's my thing. Like, if somebody else put it up. You know what I mean? Like, I can't help what other people post on my behalf. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I understand that. It's just the whole fucking fact that the smash that was just going around and fucking recorded. And shout out to my boy Omega of Oakland County up in the room. What's going on, man? Welcome back to the show. But And Gil will probably join us very shortly here. He has the habit of, you know, calling in late, even though he's co-host. Don't know why he called in late. Like, but, is there anything you want to hear? Any tracks that you want to hear that we might have up on here?
Honestly, I don't care right now. Just listening. Trying to enjoy it.
You know what? I think what we're going to do is since we got Omega here, we're actually going to his new track that he just dropped a couple days ago. Which, by the way, Omega's shit's sick as a motherfucker. Like, I love it. For those who have not heard it yet, it's just fucking amazing. It actually features Mastermind of Nodus. For those who remember Nodus, Nodus is actually Isham's old group. If you don't remember him, shit, you need to get some knowledge dropped on you. But it also features Schizo. This is The Devil's Clutch.
As I sit back and take a sip, I see that Oakland County is at it again with a motherfucking wicked ass track called The Devil's Clutch, featuring Mastermind of Nodus and Schizo. UndergroundHustling.com/Omega. Get your motherfucking hustle on.
And we're back. So, Dusty, what did you think of Omega?
They're really good. It's unique to out here. I mean, out here we have Otan Wicked, and they're pretty good, but I think they're a lot better, actually, but they're really good.
Hell yeah. And to Joshua up in the room, like I said, man, I know all about Dark Half. You know, I'm actually a former DJ for Wicked Intent Radio. You know, and honestly, fucking Dark Half is the shit. Then again, anybody, you know, that's a part of fucking LSP is the shit, man. Like, I love LSP. I used to be a fan of SKR, but not as much as I used to be. But yeah, man, Dark Half is the shit. I mean, I would love to have him up on here for an interview if that's ever possible. You know, if I could ever stay out of fucking Eastwood jail long enough. But that's not gonna happen because Facebook jail is, well, fucking retarded, and I get put in there like almost every single time.
I do too, almost every day. Every time I get out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I just got out yesterday. I didn't add a single person. And then, well, pretty much.
Lame.
Yeah. And now I'm back in it. And unfortunately, like I said, you know, I'm pretty much in the middle trying to set up an interview with the band Dope. And because of the fact I'm in Facebook jail, it's not possible. I gotta wait like a month. And my Facebook is blowing up like a motherfucker. What the hell?
Right? It's the government.
That's why I don't comment on fucking people's things. Because my shit will just blow up like a motherfucker.
My notifications are being blown up with that, just that Smasher pass within the last 4 hours. I have no, there's 241 comments on there. Like,
yeah. This is why me and Gil G are trying to try and destroy Smasher Pass so that we just stop.
I'm using my pictures as an example. Wow.
I mean, shit. And, I don't know if this dude Chance can hear me, but thank you, Chance, for calling me a douche because Ghetto G decided to post up a picture of two fat chicks. And I said, yes. Asking if they're fat, I said, you might actually crush me.
I saw that.
I mean, I don't mind, you know, thick chicks, but if they're like that size, no.
You should have, like, find one. Sorry, I'm going to try and stop laughing now. The whole Cheetos, cheesy Cheetos, there you go. That's...
But this dude said, why you hate on the fam? I don't think those chicks are fam. Yeah. I think it's just Ghetto G being ghetto posting of random, really, really random pics.
I don't think they are fam either, but you never know.
Like, holy shit.
I can stop laughing.
See, I'm a douche. See, I'm a douche because I speak my mind about things. I said they might crush me, and now I'm a douche.
Well, look at her legs, okay?
Man, that legs alone might just crush me.
I'm wondering if that's a guy or a girl. Just guy, like, looking at the back in her legs, like, just imagine. Imagine what that could be.
It's like a nightmare right there.
Yeah.
And Princess Blueberry, you know, she can't hear me. I agree. No more Cheetos.
What's up, Big Aunt Famine? I did not see that. Where'd you find that picture, though? Like, seriously.
I have no idea where the hell he found that. Honestly, it's disturbing that he was able to find something like that.
I think you might have fun with those Cheetos and taking them from them.
But I think if you try taking them, they might try to eat you.
I like how that guy is talking about how they're hot, too. I think that's the I think that's the funny part. Hey, at least we know they won't. He doesn't like them. He likes them not for their body.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Like, at least he's not looking at their body. Okay, I think I'm going to try and stop laughing now. Let's
and Joshua, yeah, man, just send him our way. Send us some tracks from him. We could definitely set something up. Set an interview for them for, like, you know, possibly the month of September. Because that's what we're going for now. I mean, in the process, I mean, at the moment, like, we're working on, even though people are kind of hating on the idea, but, you know, I don't give a fuck. We're trying to get, of course, you know, why don't we play other song by Twisted?
That makes sense.
Dude, I don't know what that means.
We have a shitload of tracks by Twisted. Is there anything in particular by Twisted you want to hear besides other songs?
I don't think they have a title other song.
We Don't Die? Is it
okay, he wants to hear Down With Us. Okay. He wants to hear the newer track from Twisted. We could definitely do that.
Alright.
Yeah. Confuse the program when you said other song,
like,
but
it.
Hell yeah, fucking yo, this is definitely a dope track, and I'm gonna try and kill off half these goddamn Facebook messages I'm getting from this shit. So here we go, we're Twisted Down With Us.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain. Among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain. Among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. Whoa.
Temporary pain and everlasting images, just like tattoos that cover my appendages. Practices and scrimmages, stay sharp, rehearsing lines and sentences to kill the man in the mirror, my own personal nemesis. Pen is out of ink and no paper, now that's a casualty. I spit death strokes, my mouth is full of cavities. Your mind are out of your league, you better call the cavalry. Terrestrial body falls toward the center of gravity, meaning you fall if you battle me too tight to rattle me. Spill your blood on the canvas and hang it in the gallery. Full of substance, so many empty like they calories. Allergic to fake bitches, the doctor call my allergies and pencil in appointment. Accustomed to disappointment, we've been doing our own thing and getting some new enjoyment. It's a brand new nightmare, bloody and unclear, to infinity and beyond. Roll like Woody and Lightyear.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us.
Put your eye on evil. Well, let me put a needle in your eye and call it a peacock until you mind and I'm the sign they eat you. And I don't give a fuck if you come looking for peace, fan of me, we all beefing. And a pair of J's with a meat cleaver, quick to clear the block with a chop, call it the street sweeper. Fuck a cop, he just wanted to kill a creature who was fucking his daughter in a pair of some sweet sneakers. Tell me, who gives it how you want it when you need it, when the rest of them retreat and deplete it, and then even turn any backs on the people who really need it. I'm just stating facts, you need to watch the shit you're tearing on your back. And me and Jamie, we ain't a couple of hats roaming the industry looking for fat checks. We're the
Yeah. They call us strange, they call us twisted, so we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, so we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us.
Ready, get your hands together, grab a chainsaw, axe, whatever, it's showtime. But I'm much worse than Dexter and Hannibal Lecter. Can you handle the pressure when you channel a pester? The evil professor, leave you looking like the past dispenser. Tied up in a row with a pentagram in the center. Evil looms like a number one contender. Say goodbye to your champ as I consume the pretender.
They want butcher knife axes and wicked shit. We got blood-soaked microphones and we won't quit. They want drugs, bitches in a scarlet crotch. And all of them are down with us.
Damn right.
Them knives and love to you. They're on each and every one of you. You might even find a gun or two. Just know that we do it all for
they
you.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, so we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, so we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us.
And we're back, and holy shit, I have not even killed this goddamn MySpace, this fucking Facebook shit yet. Like, I'm still trapped in these goddamn fucking comments. Like, holy shit. yo, Omega, man. Anytime you got, like, new tracks, man, just fucking hit me up, let me know. So that way we can, you know, that way we can get our hands on them and actually get them played for you, man. So definitely do it up that way. Gosh, yeah, like I was telling you, man, you know, like the way we do these up on JR is, you know, pretty much if it's like a new and upcoming artist, you know, like we do it, like we play that like the tracks for like a few weeks that way, people, you know, get like a feel for them, get like a, you know, like a sense from, you know, like what they, everything. And then, you know, after that, then we'll set up an interview with I mean, like if someone, like, you know, someone big or no, like, you know, like just like that specific thing like that we've had up on here that big, like, you know, we've had like D, Tech Nine, Calico, Little White, A and B. You know, if it's some of the, you know, people like already know like majorly, and you know, it's not really necessary for that way, but someone new and upcoming, that's how we usually do it. But man, would somebody get me the hell out of these goddamn comments?
Oh my gosh. Another smash.
God, I hope not. I'm killing. I swear, I'm going to end up finding the motherfucker who came up with the idea of smash or pass.
I know.
And, and I'm going to kill him.
I'm wondering who came up with it. And it's an old dude.
Yeah, it's David. What's going on, man? You know, man, I could have sworn he said he doesn't speak English up on Facebook, but he lied to us.
Well, I
and for those who are curious, you could actually change the color of your font up in there. I usually change my shit to red. Just because of fact, I don't know, like red. And Ghetto G will be joining us very shortly. And Giovanni, you can't hear me, so, well, fuck it. I'm not even going to waste my breath with that one. But, yeah, you're ready to check. That's any of the Cheetos. I mean, Cheetos aren't that bad. They ain't nasty. It's just, when you got chicks like that molesting the fucking bag of Cheetos. kind of scary. And as far as O-Town, let me check them out. DJ, DJ Sweet Skeet Beat.
Don't ask, okay? There, it's yes, but I don't know. It's more like.
I think he could have gone with a shorter name.
I agree.
Now go ahead.
I was trying to find one. I have it on my Facebook. It's O-Town Wicked. We was trying to find one of the things that we have from them.
Yeah, LG, what's going on, my nigga?
What's going on, white bread?
Nah, boss man, your fucking Cheetos pick is getting molested by everybody in that group.
It's getting molested, man. Them some hot bitches right there.
What the fuck is that with you?
I don't know. I just suddenly had a craving for Cheetos.
Oh, there you go. Go take their Cheetos.
It's more like everybody's trying to take my Cheetos.
There we go.
Yeah, well, man, there's a shitload of fucking links up, like, of comments on that shit alone right now.
Damn, man, you see what happens when I walk away from the computer? When I sit there, nobody does a damn thing.
Oh, I mean, yo, come on, man. I got called a douche just for saying that, they might crush me.
Well, it kind of played the my thing because I guess he thought I was a chick.
And apparently he thought that they were fam.
Man, I wouldn't put it past them. But I have no idea if they are or not. Just a random random fucking Google picture.
I mean, let's see, man. You got Princess Blueberry saying that she will never eat Cheetos again.
Princess Blueberry? Who the hell is that?
Fuck if I know.
What's wrong with the picture, man? I'm not wrong with it.
Oh, and then your McNugget? How about that one?
My McNugget? Man, that's a crazy bitch. You know, maybe they should serve McNuggets at 10 o'clock in the morning and they wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah.
No.
If McDonald's starts selling McNuggets at 10 a.m. in the morning, they will not have to deal with Super Saiyan bitches.
Why the hell didn't, like, they just open the window and sock her in the face? Or they're sitting there debating, like, should we call the police? Then she shatters your window and dries off. Now what are you going to do?
Oh, man.
Definitely takes the cake for a fire in the whole thing, man. What the hell did she throw through that window?
I have no idea. It's funny because the fact she's like they're banging on the window, she can't break it. Then she goes, all of a sudden she says she's going Super Saiyan and she throws something through the window.
Is that really what she said?
Yes.
I didn't notice that part.
Yeah, man. First she goes, don't make me assume my ultimate form, and then she goes, I'm going Super Saiyan.
What the hell?
Now, I don't know about you, but that would be a perfect picture. That would be a perfect video to put up on Chill's wall.
What picture is that?
No, man, no, no, no. I mean the fucking video of that bitch going super thin. That'd be perfect to me to go up on the fucking Chills wall.
You know what he would say about that? He would say that bitch, that's hilarious.
No, 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 no. He'd say, for sure.
Well, that'll be worked in there at some point, yeah.
I'm actually, this is going to be the first time I've actually watched your McNuggets video. And
man, she didn't even watch it yet, man. She's slacking.
That girl reminds me of me, actually. But
you go that crazy over some McNuggets?
No, not over chicken McNuggets, but somebody pissing me off.
Why do you think I said in I posted up that video again saying never deny a crackhead their McNugget?
Are you calling her a crackhead? Are you calling her a crackhead?
I think she's more than that, all right?
What kind of drugs are you on?
Right?
What the fuck? Hey, Joshua, why are you posting porn in our JR chat room?
Hey, if you're going to post porn, at least make it good porn.
And not just girls.
Did you say not just girls? Well, we don't need no dudes.
Yeah, get some guys in there. Come on now.
No.
You have girls in there, too. You can't just have, like, be posting girls. You have to post some guys, too.
Wait, where are we posting this at exactly?
I don't know.
Well, I do fucking post up a link for ass smoothie up in the room.
Well, I was gonna post a different picture up, but first I went with the fat girls. I'm gonna post up like Ethiopian bitches. Like, am I fat?
Just be an ass watch, yes.
You said that to that other girl too, man.
That would be very disturbing.
You know what? You know what? That's what she gets for putting me in Facebook and Facebook jail again.
hopefully there's. I don't want to know why they're posting that on there.
Who the hell is in there, man? Who's posting some shit?
We got David up in the room. We got Destiny. Well, of course, and we got her on the phone with us. We got Joshua Townsend of, what's his label again?
Man, we got, like, all the trolls from that group in our fucking chat right now.
And David's posting about how those Cheeto girls are hot, so...
Man, David will pretty much take anything.
I don't doubt it.
And then, of course, like I said, you know, we also got Omega up in the room.
Man, every time I think of Omega, man, I think of that beats off of a SoundClick. Omega! whatever the fuck. So unless that's you, man, I'm just going to keep thinking of that anyway.
Oh, yeah, by the way, get on to supposed to be a picture thing.
What did you just mutter to me?
I said, Alejandra, decided to comment up on your picture saying, that ass.
I know, right, man?
And then, following that, she put a sad face.
These people love this picture.
Yeah, well,
I'm not low.
Well, apparently David's trying to fap to the picture.
Wait, he's trying to what?
He's trying to fap to the fucking fat bitches with Cheetos.
What the hell?
And, Joshua, check out Psychotic and the rest of your group, well, the rest of your label, Wicked Nation Records, a little bit later on.
or, you know, during the truck?
Too much. Yeah, David's blaming his issues on caffeine.
Well, I'm blaming his issues on him.
She's a spy? I'm not a spy.
Did you say you're a spy?
He just said, OMG, she's a spy. I'm not a spy.
What are you a spy for?
I found out he's been having too much.
Are you going to report back to your leader and tell him what we're saying? Like, they're going to care whoever
right?
that may be?
Yeah, either that or she's a long-lost member of fucking Spy Kids.
Are you a part of the Respect Squad? Is that who you are?
Respect Squad.
Oh, wow.
Are you the one going around telling women they should put their clothes back on?
I should. I could.
There's already people doing that. We don't need no more.
Hey, we got the 270. What's going on, 270?
What up, what up, what up?
What's down, what's down, what's down?
I don't know. Apparently I joined the conversation at, like, the perfect timing, because I'm going to totally agree with you. We should not tell women to put their clothes back on. Like, we should keep telling them to take those motherfuckers off. Like, I'm okay with that.
I do want them to put them back on. I say, unless you're Channing Tatum, keep them on.
Man, fuck out of here, man. I'm getting naked.
That's it. I'm already butt-ass naked. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm sitting here in a pair of tennis shoes. Oh, I'll take them off if it makes you comfortable.
See, I'd go with Channing Tatum any day. I mean, come on now. What girl would deny that?
I think somebody's panties just got wet.
No. Takes a lot more to do that.
Man, it doesn't seem like it. He just melted right there.
Where the fuck is Havoc at? Be over there playing with his goddamn cock, dude. Fucking put it away and fucking get back on here.
Right.
And I'm right here. What's
as far
going
as we
on,
know,
Moon?
He's looking at all the.
What's up, homie? What's
he's
up?
He's looking at them on Facebook.
Man, I had no idea that. I had no idea that was Boone.
That's me, homie. That's me. All day. So, you know, I'm about to have fucking drunk. Motherfucking up in this Kentucky bitch drinking this moonshine. I'm fucking feeling right.
I think that's the only time I talk to you is when you're drunk.
Hell yeah. I am the fucking drunken ninja.
It's kind of like those girls that you only talk to when you're drunk.
Hey, I got a couple of those. I promise you, I just got through texting them, and I was like, fuck this, I'm calling JRR.
Hey, you don't want to know the names in my phone for people like that.
Yes, I do.
Drunk hot dude.
Drunk hot dude. That's nothing out of the ordinary. What else you got?
And then there's just ones like that. I'm going to keep it at that.
I thought she was going to have something like off the wall or something.
Hey, there is the Maverick guy.
It's like, you should see the contacts in my phone. I got like 20 don't answers. I got one that literally whenever she calls, it pops up, this bitch will get naked. Fucking like, I got like a bunch of crazy shit in my phone. Like, fucking crazy.
Like, this is a crackhead.
Oh, it's that
slutty girl from the bar.
I got Havoc.
Actually, is that the one before the last he said?
I got Havoc's number, like, locked under Nipplelicious. Every time, like, fucking, like, it's rare that dude ever hits me up, but when he does, it shows up Nipplelicious. Fuzzy, I can't even talk. Nipplelicious.
That's 40 years old.
So, yeah, like, so what's up, man? So I hear you guys are working with the fucking interviews, like, fucking with Dope and, like, Bubba Sparks and shit.
I don't know, man. Maybe. What does the Magic 8, what does the Magic 8 Ball tell you?
It says, call again later. But fucking, I said, fuck that, I'm calling right now.
But yeah, that's supposedly in the works or something like that, yes.
Well, like, I definitely want to call in on the Bubba Sparks night because, like, I went to the Gathering 02 and fucking, like, straight up for, like, 15 minutes straight, they kept saying, Bubba Sparks, Bubba Sparks. And, like, he finally came out on stage and all the Juggalos booed him. He said, fuck y'all Juggalos, y'all ain't shit. And motherfuckers like, this dude's at the Gathering of the Juggalos. Up here fucking screaming, y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. It's like,
wow.
Really? It's like, really? It's like, and y'all want to have this dude on Juggalo Rider Radio? It's like, allow me to please call him. Like, I would just enjoy this. Because you know I'm going to have something to say that he's not going to like at all. So, yeah.
That's not why we're having him here, because he was talking shit. We're just, you know, just new people, you know, big names that were out there, you know.
Well, see, I tried to tell Havoc earlier, man. Like, I got this dude Buckshot. He's running right now off the Underground Avengers. He's
I know who that is. Yeah.
Well, see, yeah, like fucking, I talked to him earlier. He said he is so down for an interview. He just said that he's got to fucking like give me a specific time. I got to hit Havoc up with it and see if you guys are down to do it. And, like, yeah, like, fucking, we'll find out
info. Well, if he's able to do the 11 o'clock show, then 11 o'clock sometime.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He just got to give me a date, you know what I'm saying? But, like, there's, like, so many questions, like, you know, that even ponder in my mind, like, when's UGA 2 coming out? It's like they're thinking about bringing Jelly Roll in on this shit. So, like, he's going to be the next Avenger. What are they going to call him? It's like, you know, because fucking, like, if you've ever actually seen the fucking, the UGA thing, Boondocks is like fucking Iron Man, and then fucking Buckshot himself is like Hulk, Class is like fucking Captain America, so it's like, you know, what is Jelly Roll going to be? You know, what Avenger is he going to be? So, like, trust me, guys, I've got this, like, fucking, like, totally on lockdown. So if we can work this out and get this dude on here, there are so many questions we can find out about some underground shit.
Well, you know what? Not just that, man. I'm actually talking with Omega up in the room. Omega's I talk with both Isham and his girl, Chupacabra. And what he's going to try to do is he's going to try to see if he can get them up on here for an interview with us.
Who, Isham?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, I'll fucking, dude, I don't even know what to say to that. Like, I'll fucking, like, hire some whore to come up there and jack you off if you could fucking get fucking Isham on here. That'd be dope.
I thought he was going to be upset about that or something. He seemed like he was like, man, who the fuck you up?
Hell yeah, Isham is fucking dope, man. Like, fucking, it was a rise of the underground over at fucking the Gathering this year. Why was Isham not there? Like, that dude helped produce the underground. You know, where the fuck was Isham at?
Well, no, he really didn't help his case with that I Ain't Your Homie CD.
Well, you know, still. But fucking, you know, neither did Project Born getting kicked off Psychopath and coming back and him dissing, you know what I mean? You know, it's a bunch of fucking publicity stunts. You know what I'm saying?
So. And for Townsend, as far as AMB being back on Psychopathic, you know what? It's dope. Because, you know what? We've already had AMB up on here twice after they left Psychopathic. So now that they're back on Psychopathic, I don't think we have anything else left to ask them.
That would be dope. Boondocks is back on fucking Psychopathic. I chilled with him for about 30 minutes, like, found out his favorite NASCAR driver is Matt Kenseth, or, I'm sorry, not Matt Kenseth, Kurt, but fucking his favorite team, of course, is the Atlanta Falcons. Like, we just sit around and bullshit it. It was a dope time.
And, that's why I can actually get that track uploaded to the soundboard right now.
Put it down.
I think one of their classic, you know, I don't think World Upside Down is much of a classic by AMB. if you really want to go for a classic, I gotta just say something, you know, off of Blood In, Blood Out. But,
sure.
I'll get that uploaded to you.
I fucking love that album, dude. Blood In, Blood Out was awesome. It's like, and then they did, like, during the Gathering 05, they did some kind of, like, Dark Forest or some shit. Like, that CD was okay. Now, fucking God's Hand, like, I don't know. Fucking, they kind of steered off path with that shit.
Well, I mean, shit, I mean, you know, honestly, like I said, like, I've noticed it seems like it's easier to get the list, you know, maybe, like, of, like, A and B, or even, like, a Boondock. Hopefully, maybe, like, a Twisted, you know, like, once they're, you know, not a part of Psychopathic, because, you know, once they're on Psychopathic, it's hard as all fuck to get them, because Psychopathic don't respond to you.
Well, see, Twisted, like, fucking, they're out doing their own thing now. I wonder if, like, it would even be a possibility to get them up on here. Like, I didn't attend the fucking... Yeah, that would be dope. Fucking, like, I didn't attend the Twisted seminar because I knew there was going to be a bunch of bullshit questions asked, like, why'd you guys leave? And, you know, it's like, who gives a fuck? It's like, everybody says, oh, well, they're not family no more. What the fuck? Because they got tired of taking Jay's bullshit and they wanted to go off and fucking make a name for, like they didn't already make a name for themselves. But, I mean, you know, they want to do their thing, you know what I'm saying? They want to be number one instead of always looking at it as number two.
Yeah, so, exactly, man, exactly. I mean...
No, I ain't got no hate for them. Shit, fucking, I always got that raw deal. I'm a straight-up juggalo. That's what, you know, that's how it is.
Definitely, man. Yo, I definitely agree, man. I mean, and I mean, you know, once I get out of fucking Facebook jail, I could try hitting them up through Facebook and see, you know, see they'd be down. I mean, you know, that's how I've been doing it lately. I mean, you know, I talked to Dope, and pretty much, I agreed, but what they're gonna do is they're actually gonna wait until, you know, the release of their new album that they're working on before doing any interviews.
Well, like, have you heard, like, you got any of the new Nightmare on here?
Of course.
Well, yeah, that shit's dope. Now, before you go there though, like, enlighten me on this fucking Facebook jail. Like, I see people post about this shit all the time. What the fuck is that about?
Oh, you know what? We will have the expert on Facebook jail, Ghetto G, speak about this.
Yes, Ghetto G, please enlighten me. Good.
Well, it's this thing where, you know, you try to add new people on Facebook, you know, what you're supposed to do on the internet and what they want you to do on their website. But you go and add other juggalos, and other juggalos don't want to be your friend, and they click a nice little button that says they don't know you outside of Facebook, and then you're blocked for a month.
Hey, it's not just juggalos that do it, though.
Well, that's the only people I add, so I wouldn't know anybody else.
I've been there multiple times. Okay, I swear, the day after I get out, I get back in, and every single time, I add, like, maybe three people, and I'm back in Facebook jail. And I'm like, what did I do? I mean, I know all these people, not personally, or... I know I'm
exactly. You need to know the whole world to be able to stay out of it and not be blocked from anything. If
right?
You don't know the whole world, you're fucked.
Well, to Ghetto G, how do I not have you on my Facebook? Like, I post so much crazy shit. Like, even the people that are reading it, and even I read it back to myself, I'm starting to think I'm fucking crazy. And, like, you know, people tell me all the time, they're like, you're fucking nuts. And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with that. So it's like, why do you keep telling me?
Well, I mean, you could just be a normal person on Facebook, or you just post some outrageous bullshit.
Well, see, I don't get on there and I don't try to be an attention whore and say, oh, my nipples hurt today, please somebody fucking come and love me. It's like, fucking, I'm like, you know, fucking, I just be like straight up. I'm having a bonfire tonight, we're drinking moonshine, I'm fucked up, fucking anybody that is around this vicinity, come and fucking join. We've got a plate for you. You know, like, I'm just fucking, yeah, I'm just, but that's me, dog. I'm just me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just usually just make fun of people. I don't know. That's all I really do.
By the way, Ghetto, there's about fucking comments on your fucking pic there.
I was about to get to reading those, but then I had to explain Facebook jail for some reason.
Well, see, I guess I've never been put in Facebook jail. It's like, see, I'll add anybody that fucking sends me a request, and if they say one stupid comment that I can't fucking stand, then I'll delete their ad. It's like, it's just that simple.
No, see, like, if they add you, man, and it doesn't happen, you could put them in Facebook jail. But as if, like, you were to do something, they just throw your ass in there, and Facebook will be like, fuck you, here's 30 days.
Hey, you got called a douche.
Who's a
douche?
Oh, trust me.
Clean.
Trust me, I've been called way worse than a douche.
yeah.
Actually, you know, if I would ever be called one, I have not been called one, but if I was called one, I'd tell the person, hey, douche is clean. Are you clean? Get it?
Yeah.
Then you're going to confuse them.
Yeah.
I would straight up have to call you a tampon. I would call you a tampon because you're straight soaking this up. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. That's it. Energy, 4 days in a row. What's going on, Chill?
Shit, just kicks in it, you know?
Holy shit.
What?
What did we do to deserve 4 days, Chill? Have we been on good behavior?
I guess so. You're bored as fuck.
I don't speak English.
Huh?
You're speaking English right now.
No, I'm speaking.
No, I'm reading what David said. He doesn't speak English.
Oh, really?
Neither does Chill, so we're good.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Chill, man, I got a video to put up on your wall, man.
Alright, for sure, thanks.
Yeah, man, it's about this fucking crackhead bitch going Super Saiyan over some goddamn chicken nuggets.
Gotcha, that shit sounds hilarious.
I told you, man, he told me. He said it'd be hilarious.
Hilarious. Crackhead tripping over some chicken.
This girl, Alejandra, she commented on your Cheetos post with somebody blowing their head off.
Say somebody blowing her?
What?
Six finger blowing. That would be an interesting picture, but no. Somebody blowing their head off.
Blowing her head off? Well, that sucks for them.
Yeah, no shit.
Are they at least doing it outside?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, at least this guy says he doesn't mind their size, just the Cheetos. He doesn't want Cheetos, apparently.
Man, he's like, man, I want
Cheetos.
He's like, I'm gonna slap a saddle on him and ride him.
Oh, man, yeah, we got like two fucking requested tracks, so I think we should get into these real quick.
What, do they think they're special? Do they think they get songs here?
Well, one of them is actually Destiny. She wants to hear In My Room by SCP.
Isn't she on the phone? I didn't hear her request anything.
I didn't hear any requests either. What the fuck?
Go ahead and request a song, Destiny.
I want to hear In My Room by them. That is a bomb song.
I'm sorry, we don't have that here.
You don't have... How can you not have that song?
Yeah. Like,
I'm just...
No,
I'm just kidding.
How can you
I'm kidding.
Not have
I'm kidding.
That?
Relax. Calm yourself.
I know. I'm joking.
Go ahead, kick back.
Go ahead and play the song, Havoc.
There we go.
Are you gonna let me in? Hello. Hello.
And the bell went off, thank God. Many people think I'm odd, but I talk with no one and I walk alone and I avoid sunlight with a chalky tone. I get home and don't say hi, it ain't no one there. I don't care, I walk in and go right up the stairs to my room, get in bed and just wait for dark because that's when a real show starts.
Tap, tap,
tap, tap on a glass, got a piece of ass. So young and pretty, it's too bad she passed. But she comes to my room and we talk at night. She's demonic and bloody, but she holds me tight in my bedroom. With her, I'm never alone and I kiss her cold lips until the morning comes and she gone. I can still hear her voice move, but she she only exists in the dark of my room. Love, I can't ignore you. In my room, do anything for you, baby. Love, I do adore you. In my room, love a ghost, and at least that's something. She don't talk much, when she do it gets cold. Usually we just lay there and we hold each other. We're lovers, we don't need others. One of my mother's cats jumped up on the covers and it scared my baby, guess she don't like pets, so I twisted its fucking head off at the neck. Look baby, it's bloody, it's gone, it's doomed. Please come back to the room, I do anything for thee. Don't ignore me, this is more than a sick love story. Without you I'd bring a shotgun to school, and I will if you want me to. For any reason I hate that you leave when the lights come on, and if I had it my way the fucking sun would be gone. Love, I can't ignore you. In my room, do anything for you, baby. Love, I do adore you. In my room, tap tap on my ass. Love, I can't ignore you. In my room, do anything for you, baby. Tap, tap, I do adore you. In my room, tap tap on my ass. Sometimes I kiss her, I start shaking, she slips me the tongue and it tastes like bacon. Uh-oh, something's wrong, baby's upset. She told me she was spotted by the neighbor's kid. She can't come back now cause they know our secret, unless I can make them keep it. If I do, she may come to life. Now I'm in their yard with a shotgun and knife. Cut the screen, went in and found the kid. Blew a bowl of spaghetti in the side of his head, and the daddy was next, running down the hall. I shredded his throat and he was quick to fall. Tossed a Mossberg and gripped the knife. Started stabbing the shit out of his wife. Went home a bloody mess with a job well done. Wash up, wait for my baby to come. I can't ignore you. Do anything for you, baby. I do adore you.
Tap tap like always, I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess. Tap, I waited 2 or 3 months, 4 months, waiting for the tap tap just for once. I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess. Tap, I waited 2 or 3 days, 4 days, waiting for the tap tap like always. I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess.
Listen, I'm not a crackhead.
Yes, you're a big time crackhead. But anyway, we are back.
He's a $25 rock man, 2 for $50. That's what it is. What, nobody's heard the new Riders? Really? Nothing? Come on now.
Well, apparently Joshua wants to hear something off of Muddy Deathpop. And David wants to hear something off of Forgotten Freshman. He doesn't care which one.
Okay, now, what'd you say? You said somebody wanted to hear something off the Muddy Deathpop and somebody else wanted to hear something off what now?
Forgotten Freshman. So, Joshua, does that mean you still don't want to hear A and B, World Upside Down? Because you requested that earlier. So, do you still want to hear that, or what do you want to do?
Fucking speak, man. Fucking speak. Type that shit. God damn it. Me fucking around, man. You're wasting our goddamn time. Jesus Christ.
I mean, shit, you know what? Since David wants to hear something off of Forgotten Freshness, you know what? We're going to go with a fucking goodie and a fucking classic.
Go with that classic, man. Do that.
And I know for a fact, Boone and Ghetto knows this track. And any old school motherfucking low knows it. If you don't, man. You need to get fucking beat in the head. Let's go with a little fucking Willy Bubba.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yo, Juggalo Rider Radio is the only ones who could ever pull something like this off. Yo, fucking starting September 6th. Working our way backwards, counting down the fucking Juggalo Day. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be playing every single fucking old school Joker's card, starting with Hell's Pit on September 6th.
Oh, shit. Really?
Hell yeah, bud.
Oh, man. I got the baby oil who butt my finger rub. In the rub. Yeah.
Hands where my eyes can see.
That sucks because I work for Castle Chaos, the haunted house out here, and September 6th is when we start.
And yes, David, we're going backwards. On Juggalo Day, we will end it off with Carnivore Carnage.
Wait, check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Exclusive news. Like, I picked up from the gathering of the Juggalos this year. Fucking this Hallow Wicked up in Detroit. They will be releasing the newest Joker's card, the third addition to the new deck, will be released on the Hollow Wicked show. So fucking Jay said personally that it will not take as long to make as the Mighty Gen Pop did. So we will be looking forward to, like, maybe, let's see, October, November, sometime during that era of time. Like, there will be the new Joker's card dropping.
Well, my question is, will it be better than the Mighty Death Pop was?
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a big, like, man, I don't even know what to say, man. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless.
I mean, you know, Mighty Death Pop and Bang Pow Boom weren't that bad. It's just,
I like
you know,
Bang Pow Boom. I'm just not a big fan of the Mighty Death Pop. I like Bang Pow Boom, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me, you know, but I still prefer the old school, the OG fucking cards, of course.
Well, I mean, it was during our time, you know. I mean, fucking, like, you know, I'm not going to say I went back to Dog Beats like some fucking ninjas are like, yeah, I went back to Dog Beats. It's like, dude, you're 19. No, you didn't. Shut up. It's like, fucking, I started off on Riddlebox myself. I didn't start off on Carnival Cards. It's like, you know, I wasn't there for the Ringmaster era. I started off on fucking Riddlebox, and from there I took off as a Juggalo. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Don't be somebody that you ain't. Be who you are. Fucking, if you're a ninja, you're a fucking ninja. I got love for you, period. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
And Joshua, man, I got to be honest. Yeah, I used to be doing Juggalo cards, but, they ain't nothing like the Amazing Jugglers. They ain't nothing like the OG cards, man. I'm going to be honest with you on that one right now.
Hell yeah.
I mean, honestly, you can't even compare the new shit to the old school shit, man. You really can't.
Well, I mean, you know, that's whenever they were working toward it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's whenever they were working toward a fan base. And fucking they built up the Juggalo era, you know, and they started, like, fucking Jump Steady, like, help perform starting the Gathering of the Juggalos, and it's like they worked toward it. And, man, nowadays it just seems like that they're making songs that just pretty much makes music, makes money. I mean, that's my opinion. Some people are going to hate on me for saying that, but, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Fucking, it's just what it is. Like, the big hoodoo shit that they fucking dropped, man, that shit was dope. Like, fucking, I got it right here. It's fucking, that's a pimp fucking album. I give that dude props. Whether he wants to go by Big Hoodoo, Doe Dubla, whatever. Fucking, I don't give a fuck. That dude's fucking album is fucking dope.
Hell yeah, and I'm glad they got rid of fucking Cole 187. That
yeah,
dude's so good.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Wow, I sure didn't know. How about that?
Yeah,
well,
crazy.
Then again, there's a lot of things that you don't know yet.
Yep.
See, somebody hit him in the face last year at the Deadly Medley with a fucking Faygo, and, like, this dude dropped his mic. Oh, well, before he dropped his mic, he said, I'm fucking gangster. Dropped his mic and walked off stage. It's like, it was a fucking Faygo, dude. How many times do you think I've been hit in the face with a fucking Faygo?
Sure,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
And Joshua, man, we don't even know what's going on since Blaze left Psychopathic.
Since who?
Blaze.
Blaze?
Yeah, he left.
Well, he didn't really leave. They pretty much said that he left.
Well, no, like, Blaze is still full effect on Psychopathic. Like, fucking, like, the new Zodiac imprint that's about to drop, fucking, it is on Psychopathic Records.
Yeah, it took how many years to come with that album?
Straight up. It's fucking Clockwork Gray.
Yeah, see, Clockwork Gray, they said something about Zodiac imprint. But, you know, of course, like, fucking, like, they always said that the fucking superheroes was going to come out, too. Where the fuck is that at? You know what I'm saying?
Now, see, they should have did that.
Yeah, that shit would have been pimped.
That would hella.
What I'm hearing, though, is, during the Gathering, apparently Blaze, you know, has indeed parted ways with Psychopathic.
Well, see, for anybody that doesn't like having like any like type of footage from the Gathering, like Twisted actually let it be known that they're no longer property of Psychopathic Records.
because fucking during the Rider set, like, everybody kept their bandanas on, like, Bullet, motherfucking Full Clip, and Cell Block kept their all their bandanas on, but Fofo took his bandanas off, motherfucking, like, they were just walking around there up in that bitch, like, fucking, like, you know, we're no longer your fucking property. We do what the fuck we want up in this bitch. So, like, even during the Lotus set, fucking everybody had their face painted. Jamie and Paul did not. Like, fucking, like, they had it on, but, like, it wasn't, like, everybody else's fucking face paint. So, yeah, they pretty much let it be known this year that they was no longer psychopathic property, and, like, they were there doing what the fuck they wanted to do.
Hell yeah.
Like, you know, some people look at that bad, some people look at that good, but, I mean, you know, all the years that they were there, you know, throwing Dedication out, it's like they had to do what the fuck they were told. Like, they came back to the gathering this year just to fucking support us. Like, say, hey, you know, we're still fam. We got no hatred. But we're doing shit our way now. And that was dope. I mean, they're still doing the Abomination Tour, you know? Fucking, like, they're not even on Psychopathic anymore, and that's a Psychopathic record. Like, fucking, but they're still on the Abomination Tour.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, you know what? I give props to fucking Twisted, because of the fact, you know what? You know, like you said, fucking Boone, I mean, the fact, you know, they got tired of fucking Jay and Chev bullshit and stuff like that, you know, and they left to do their own thing. And like I said, yo, I give them props for that shit.
Yeah, me too. Straight up, like, Jay even posted on Twitter, dog, like, he said, you know, fucking Psychopathic Records is our label. He said, Twisted will never be number one. He said, Insane Clown Posse will always be number one. And, you know, fucking Twisted went off to do their own thing. It's like, if it wasn't for Psychopathic Patrick, they would still be doing the Black Magic thing that they had planned fucking years back. But, you know, fucking he bailed on them. And it never come about. So, I mean, they're doing their own fucking thing. I mean, I'll support them, dog. I mean, what, like, do you think their music changed just because they decided they want to go off on their own and do their own fucking thing? I mean, they still fucking rock it. Not a big fan of Heartbroken and Homicidal, but, I mean, fuck it. You know, I mean, come on. Like, the rest of their shit is fucking dope.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely agree with you on that one. And, yeah, Josh Woman, I mean, yeah, fucking KMK's on tour. Fucking, definitely gotta give him props for that shit. I mean, hell, fucking, Dead Slippy Sense actually, you know, they actually did they were part of the tour with KMK. So, definitely big shout out to fucking Dead Slippy Sense as well for that shit. I mean, you know, for those who don't, you know, who aren't really too familiar with Dead Slippy Status, yo, these motherfuckers are dope. They're sick with this shit. I mean, and honestly, yo, they keep it real with their fucking music. They keep it real. And Boone, I believe, was here, you know, for the very first interview that we did with Dead Celeb.
Yeah.
And of course, Ghetto G. You know, Ghetto G, was being part of the second interview. And, you know, yeah, you know, the second interview was just as fucking dope, just as fresh as the first one. And, yeah, just still screaming, fuck Walmart.
Yeah. Shout out to that dude, man. Fuck yeah. You should play something by them.
I definitely should. Now, should we go with something off the old album or the new album? That's the question.
Well, what do you have on the soundboard right now?
Everything.
Play that Shut It Down song.
You can definitely do that. Let me get up to it. Let's see. I can't remember what fucking track that is. There we go. That's something sad, but Shut It Down.
Shut it down. with the purpose of inflicting pain. Cause freestyle written, I'm insane. The way I got it, psychotic, but so is my logic. That's why I rap like I'm gouging out an eye socket. I'm just a natural with a scratch and match gas flow. Johnny Cash, middle finger up, fuck a rap show. Control like Castro, leave them hooked like Bracco. Can't get in your brain like psychology, Maslow. Michael Jackson, bad flow, pedophile style. Meaning I don't look at age when I'm destroying your child. I take them 8 to 80, dumb, crippled and crazy. Whoever stands in front of me, Lil Wayne or Jay-Z. So fuck how you rate me or how you feel verbally. Cause personally, I never heard of you, but you heard of me. Trying to rap for the punctured lung you lack. The spine back, it takes to face me. Cause vocals are like chokeholds from the old Hoist Gracie. And lately, I've been out for blood. That's why I spit like I ain't got nothing else to love. My heart beats and ticks while you're sleeps and tips. It's a doggy dog world, that's Michael Vick. I'm like lyrically massive. My writing's exciting like Steve Nash's passes, but different like rhyming or foreign actors. My actions capture the moment. Surely your father should have pulled it out early. Cause your whole style needs change like team names on a Shaq jersey. I'm trained to sling slang, my brain will bring pain. And sling flames that lame do claim they entertain. But I shut shit down pound for pound. Top five that are alive, world renowned.
We are back. Of course, that was Shut It Down off of Blood Music.
No, that's actually off the new CD.
Who the fuck is texting?
Did you hear me, Havoc?
Yeah, I heard you.
That's actually off the new CD, man.
Okay, yeah, I kind of got it confused there because of the fact they're both track 9.
Yeah. Both those CDs got 13 tracks, too.
Yeah, I know. So, what did y'all think of Shut It Down?
She was pretty tight.
That was cool.
I like what they did with the wordplay, man. That shit was sick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing about fucking DCS, you know, like they definitely good with wordplays on their fucking tracks too, man.
Oh Although I never know who the hell's, you know, rapping or whatever, so I'm going to have to get used to that. All right, who's in the bathroom? Which one? Hey,
do we want to know who is?
yes, we do want to know.
Is it a number one or a number two?
Usually it's a number one.
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
That's what they all say until we're on Skype, and then it's like, oh, we see, we know.
What the hell you do on Skype, man?
Hey, man, why you got to hate? You're bringing up old shit.
Hey, man, if you want to watch people taking a shit on Skype, man, that's all you, buddy.
Oh, not me. I was dropping a piss.
Oh, that was chill dropping a piss again, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my question is,
when are you going to figure out if you drop a deuce? You don't drop a piss, you drop a shit.
I mean, I drop both. Still dropping in the toilet.
Dropping?
Yeah. They both dropping in the toilet.
You know what?
Cam.
I bet you can hit up Yaz right now.
Wow.
Because of the question I didn't ask him about last night.
That dude was talking to you like all day, pretty much, it looked like. Because
yeah,
I was in the whatever status, wherever that was.
Yeah, but there's a album that's actually unreleased by them that I want to know when it's dropping.
Now, how many CDs do they have? Just these two? That's it?
Two. I mean, they have Dead Days, which, you know, is actually unreleased, which I actually wonder when the hell that's dropping.
I don't know. I just figured they've been around for a while, they'd have more CDs.
Oh, yeah, no, they do. I mean, it's like not as Dead Celebrity status, no, but they got, like, shit as, like, you know, project-wise. And then, of course, they got, you know, these two albums as Dead Celebrity status.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, fucking,
did he talk about that last night?
Yep.
I don't know where the fuck I was.
Yeah, because, yeah, they had three albums. Well, one was an EP, and two were full-length albums as project-wise. And then, as of right now, two albums as Dead Celebrity status.
All right. I don't know, man. They got good tracks on both of these CDs.
Hell yeah, but yo, I want to get my hands on the fucking Project Wise albums, though, man. Like, seriously.
Well, I never even heard about that at all, so I wouldn't know anything off of those.
And actually, man, there is a track that, you know, that you actually have heard from them as Project Wise, the track Erica on Blood Music. Which was actually originally featured Swollen Members, which now features Joss Stone. Was originally a Project Wise track.
Wait, Joss Stone, man. Ain't she like some mainstream singer or something like that?
Yep. Yeah, she is. Yeah, man, fucking Blood Music.
Well, you know, of course on Blood Music, you know, like, they worked with Joss Stone, Dave Navarro, Stephen Perkins, B.I.F. Naked, Twiggy Ramirez, Lamour Twenna, and of course DJ Lethal.
Wait. What was that? The Biff Naked or something? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Biff Naked.
Yeah, man, that's that track or whatever I was telling you about. I swear to God, it was like, I said it was on like MTV or something, like on that YouTube video that I saw of it.
Yeah, Dave Navarro and Steve Perkins were part of We Fall, We Fall. Biff Naked and Twiggy were part of In This Day and Age. DJ Lethal was part of Somebody Turn the Lights Out. And, of course, Joss Stone was a part of the recorded version of Erica,
which, again, as I said, originally had, of course, Swallow Memories on them.
But yeah, and a lot of their songs actually do make a lot of references to, like, old bands and shit.
Of course, man.
Like, they were talking about a whole bunch of shit that one song. Then I was talking of like Nirvana stuff and no other track.
Oh, yeah.
There's one person actually that keeps posting about an Evan game on here.
What about the Netten game? This is in a whole nother
apparently Joshua Town still wants to hear the Netten game.
Joshua?
Yeah. Joshua. Yeah. I don't know if it's Joshua or Joshua, but he has two O's in his name, so I'm assuming it's Joshua with two O's. Yeah, no, man, actually, Project Wise was originally back in, 1988, actually. That's actually when they
He was talking about 80s music last night.
Oh, that person, you know, they got to open up for, Public Enemy as well.
Yeah, that's definitely back here.
Yeah, but... Shit, man, I opened up, like, Public Enemy, Dream Warriors, one band I ain't pronouncing what the fuck left me, so fuck out of here with that. I think it's, like, Maestro Fresh, something like that.
Hey, I got a request. Like,
oh, God.
If we're throwing out requests, like, I totally got a request. Why don't we hear this new ICP Jump Around mix? Like, that should give some people some liveness. Look at Ghetto over there. He's like, oh, God. What the fuck do you think I was going to fucking say? Like, fucking put some Jenna Jameson pouring up on chat or something? I mean, calm down, dude. Calm down.
Are you having an argument with me when I'm not even in it?
Exactly.
But nah, man, I'm fine with hearing that track, though.
Yeah, let me actually get up to that track, then. And after that, for Joshua, since he's requesting it, we'll go into the Netten game. So here we go, Jump Around.
Hell yeah.
Yo, this is for my ninjas. Real ninjas. Who ain't afraid to get loony. Jump around. Let's go. Jump around.
we're back.
Yeah.
And into fucking Joshua up in the room. I have no idea what channel fucking Fuse is on Mosaic cable. I've never even heard of Mosaic in my life until now.
Me neither.
I like that jump around song. I think they did a good job with it. Like, I usually play it during sex, and then I chase the girl around the room in my underwear. Like, it's awesome. Awesome.
I think that's a little bit too much information right there, Boone.
Yeah, what up?
I said, I think that's a little bit too much information there, man.
Hey, man, if you want me to, I can jump on chat and, like, fucking just lay it down all right there. Fuck it. I'll get into
good.
Detail.
But I think we get up into the ending game now, since that's what Joshua wants to hear, and I believe David and, of course, Destiny wanted to hear as well.
Who gives a shit what David wants?
That's a good one, right? But hey, that is a good song.
Don't go ahead and play. Here we go.
Let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown who says women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one, I believe first impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me what you do to make that first impression really stick.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I'd start spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get the food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull a 40 out and force him for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 13, she got some big chest. After that, try to jump again, and only this time I'd put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes and the silverware, I try fuck her till I nut in my underwear.
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged, crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never love you. You sound like a witchy bitch, yo, fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care by taking all these other motherfuckers out of here. I go through your phone book and whack them all. If I could touch it, number one, I'd break your fucking jaw.
What?
Anyone who looks at you will have to pay. I'd be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. I'd grab your titties and stretch them down past your waist. Let them go and watch them both spring up in your face. I sing love songs to you the best I can. Get you naked and hit it like a cake, man. Then we go to the beach and walk through the sand. I throw a little in your face and say, I'm just playing. As you spit it all out, I rub your back and grab your underwear and wet it up your ass crack.
Well, it sounds like contestant number two is just overflowing with sensitivity, Sharon. It's a tough choice so far. Sharon, let's have your last question and see which one is going to win the rights to your Ned.
Okay, if we were at a dance club and you both noticed me at the same time, tell me, how would you each get my attention and what would your pickup line be? Whoever's the smoothest wins.
Okay, first I slide up to the bar and tell you that I can't believe how fucking fat you are. I tell you that I like the way you make your titty shake. And if you lost a little weight, you look like Ricky Lake. Fuck that! You be jocking me quick.
I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick. And then to get your attention in the crowded place, I simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face.
Yeah, freak her with your nuts, yo, that'll get her.
Tell her that she's fat,
yeah, that'll work even better.
Look, fuck you, I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two, he's mad whack. I walked into a barn, and there he was, standing up on a bucket, trying to fuck it. It was a big fucking smelly ass farm llama.
Yeah, dog!
How you gonna diss your mama?
And we're back.
Damn, dog. You gonna miss your mama?
What the fuck, man? Y'all talk about me.
You cannot deny that it's a good song, though. Like,
that is. Me and my homie were doing skits to that song. That show was awesome back in the day.
Well, you know, me and my friend, we used to drive through Ogden, you know, listening to that one, and I Love You But Fuck You.
Oh, I love that.
I know, I love that song, but, you know, those are the two that we, like, would just bump it to, like, all day, every day if we could.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Gil, just, you know, I think I grossed out David up in the room earlier. I think Gettle died.
What happened in the room earlier?
I think I grossed out David earlier.
Is that even possible?
Well, considering the fact, you know, I decided early up on Facebook, I decided to say I was gonna go drop a smash or pass into the toilet.
And then you tried to make a love connection on my picture. Talk about, oh baby, you ain't fat. Motherfucker, this ain't eHarmony.
What is up with the old pass or fucking whatever the fuck it's called, like on that all Juggalo chat? Come on, guys, get over yourself.
That's why we pretty much attacked every one of those tonight.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up. Like, there was some dude on there. He come on there and, like, he posted. He was like, "Rape me," and I was like, "Rape you?" I was like, "What's up?
Rape me?"
I was like, "Nigga, don't be posting shit like that. Don't get me all horny and shit." He was like, "Dude, you're not even funny." And I was like, "I thought it was fucking hilarious."
Well, then you just post them that Nirvana song.
Just like when people fucking, you know, decide they want to say they're gonna commit suicide, you know, we post a suicide hotline or suicide.
Yeah.
And then for all the nasty bitches, you just go in there and post the Fat Sweaty Betty song.
Fat Sweaty Betty. Fucking love that song.
Me too. It's a good song. It really is.
Shit, even my sister likes that song.
Yeah. I'm glad Abby played Willy Bubba.
Hell yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was perfect.
That was a perfect one.
I always post up shit like that, you know, just to piss people off sometimes.
I got,
you know,
a good one.
You got a good one for what?
Like, so how many people you guys got in chat?
We got about 4 people up in chat.
Hey, motherfuckers in chat, fucking go to Facebook and fucking add me and, like, make some deranged fucking strange comments. You put a capital J, you put a lowercase R, then the last name is MOSLEY, and fucking add me.
I can't add.
MOUSE.
And then when you make strange comments on my thing, then I'm gonna come back and make like twice as bad strange comments on yours. Because I'm cool like that.
Wait, hold on. Didn't you tell us earlier that if we say some stupid shit that you don't like, you'll just delete us? So what's the point of adding you?
Well, no, that's fucking random people, not Juggalos. Like, Juggalos are my family. You know what I'm saying? But whenever you post them there, oh, my boyfriend left me, bitch, don't nobody give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know why they'd be posting that to you or at all.
Well, no, you know what I'm saying. They'd just be posting it on there and talk about, my boyfriend left me, what should I do? I post on there and be like, I think you should kill yourself, straight up.
Exactly. That's what havoc does usually.
Yeah, but I always keep family.
Hey,
if you're anything,
David just came out. He just said his boyfriend left him.
His boyfriend's back and he's gonna be in trouble.
Uh oh.
God damn it. First you got fucking Gail G singing fucking Justin Timberlake and back and Instinct tracks up on fucking Facebook.
I wasn't singing nothing, man. I was just naming titles.
Yeah, I'm bringing sexy back.
Yep.
Talking about Justin Timberlake. Don't get me all excited now. Come on.
Wow.
He's over there like, what the hell's that song? Go through the drive-thru. Whatever the fuck that song is.
Well,
now we know David's gay.
We already knew that.
That's
man.
What I just said.
Well, because of the fact he just said, dude, my boyfriend left me.
Dude, that totally sucks for you.
Yeah, go kill yourself.
Just for a cover-up. Well, now we know the truth about him.
Man, we already knew that about him before we even knew
him. Was it that obvious? Probably.
Shit, man, we've only known David for about a few hours.
Right? Same here.
Fine, Joshua, no. We'll play your track for you real quick.
Did we already do that?
Well, he still wants to hear World Upside Down by A&B.
And make it rain.
So here you go, man. World Upside Down.
Psychopathic records in this motherfucker. Axe murder boys in this motherfucker. Double agent till we dead in the ground, motherfucker. Yeah. Me and the family walking this world together. We turn the world upside down when we gather. Pure pandemonium, homie, come and get with it. It's the book of the wicked. Underground's how we living and we love it. I keep going for the juggalo public. Me and my fam will find your face and fuck it. Let love and stay scrubbing me and my brothers and cousins. We open our trunks and let the wicked shit keep on bumping. It's never stopping. The land of the bloody red rock. Got them jerseys knitted with wicked, them red and white. Hockey, got them ninjas, got them hotties, got them weapons, got them body parts. All over the front yard, we go hard for the brotherhood that I'm a part of. The young juggalo rap artist, I smoke weed retarded. Let's get high and bump the harvest. I know y'all are with me, turn the world upside down, so everyone sing it with me.
Today is the day that the world turned upside down, and we fell into the sky from the ground.
Remember the day
when the whole world turned upside down.
The concrete cracking and breaking, be what the scene is. The surface of the earth is shifting and falling into pieces. You can't see us, that's why they call us ninjas. We ride with the family and the family be riding with us till the death, till I die. I hold my hatchet up high, I fucking hold it up with pride. Hands up in the sky, I flip the shit upside down. Somebody rain from the clouds, and I'm down with the dead. So I be kicking it in the crowd. Can't fuck with it, don't get a chance to take somebody out. Cause my homies and homies will get your first. No doubt, this shit is upside down. You wanna be like the juggalos, cause we represent each other everywhere. We're fucking worldwide. I let it be the upper y'all, but y'all knew this. I hang from the ceiling and kick it, but I'm too ruthless. I'd like to chill with everyone before I pass away. Getting hella fucked up while everybody say,
today is the day that the world turned upside down, and we fell into the sky from the ground.
Remember the day
when the whole world turned us down.
and we're back, and we lost Chill. But Facebook can't, Blog Talk can't spell with shit. The fuck. And by the way, Dusty, I don't know who you make random comments to.
I don't know either. Like, somebody was saying something about random comments, and so I'm like, who are we making random comments to?
No, I said Facebook, I said, Blog Talk can't spell.
Oh.
It's a good thing she listens.
Yeah.
I don't listen.
Well, I mean, you know, fucking Facebook, I think Blog Talk meant to say have a safe and happy Labor Day, but they said have a save.
See that, man, that's twice now in like a couple days that they fucked up spelling shit. Aren't they supposed to know this shit by now? Get your shit under control, Blog Talk.
We're correcting grammar over here. We got a couple badasses. Be careful now.
Oh.
And, Joshua, up in the room, you realize much more thinking with Con Love and much Con Love are both the same thing, right? But yet you put both of them.
No, it's not. If you add more letters, it means more things. I just don't know what.
Well, he put Much Perfect with Clown Love and Much Clown Love both up in the same sentence.
Put a couple letters in there, a couple numbers, you know, switch it up a little bit.
Hey,
now see, I want to talk about some stupid posts, like the other day in the All Juggalos chat. Like, somebody asked, they was like, what does MMCFL mean? It's like, really? Really?
Really?
It's like, I had to overlook that. Like, I had to take a minute to myself, go back and relieve myself and breathe for a second to be like, you know, fucking, you're in a whole Juggalo chat and you want to ask what the fuck that means?
Well, I think I got you beat in that same group when somebody asked, who is ICP?
Oh.
Yo, not only like that. Yo, no, it's not only that. Yo, they asked, who is ICP? Who is Twisted? And they spelled Twisted completely wrong. Who is Dark Lotus? Who is Boondocks? And who is anybody
like,
killer?
Wow.
See, that's when you go post stupid shit. Like, it's not who it is, it's what it is. It's like some kind of new pie they're making or some shit. And, like, you fuck them, like, just all up. Like, you just completely throw them off balance. So I'll be like, yeah, that's some kind of like new pie film they're coming out with. They're just the shit.
But yet that guy still remains in that damn group, though. Still posting.
Yeah.
Like, he's still posting as like some type of Juggalo, man, when clearly we know he's not because he has no idea what's going on. He's talking about it'd be cool if Violent J and Shags would post in our group. Motherfucker, just 2 days ago you said, what is ICP?
Little ghetto's on him. He's like, look at this little nigga, I got his ass.
I did get him on like a picture or something at one point.
He's taking screenshots. See, he's got him, I'm telling you.
Hey, yes. David, apparently he just posted who is ICP. Now he's just trying to fit in. But...
Oh no, man. He's gonna start a whole nother war in that damn group, yeah.
Oh, I hope David realizes now that we're at 1 o'clock, he can't hear us.
Poor David. He's going to have to masturbate alone now.
I was like, you're dumb.
No more listening to us.
Right.
I think I'm about half trash, guys. I'm putting over your goddamn one eye in it. Damn.
My question is, does anybody remember the band Rick Turner?
No.
What was that?
Does anybody here remember the band Rick Turner?
No idea.
Never heard of them.
No, they're pretty fucking dope, man. I cannot lie that they're fucking dope as all fuck.
And when did they come around?
Like 1999.
And what song did they sing?
A couple of tracks, guys.
Hey, Joshua just messaged me on Facebook and said asked why the show ended so early.
So early, man? It's been on for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, we only go for 2 hours, and then, you know, once 2 hours hit and hit, we get like an hour just to bullshit off air, but nobody can hear us.
Yeah, so let him know if he wants to continue to talk, he has to call in.
Yeah, just don't call him now because he's not going to get through.
Right.
Actually, fuck it. Tell him to call in now.
He's like, it's not working. Like, I don't know what you're doing, man. You must be down in your room.
All right, I just told them. Yeah, I know what happened. Why did they just end it out of nowhere?
I don't know. The RKO out of nowhere. The show just ended out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, and I would just like to point out that Michael Cole used the word bro when he was talking the other day.
Yeah, I wanted to reach to my TV and strangle her.
I was like, did he really just say bro? Like,
yeah, no.
Like, you don't ever hear them people talking like that on there.
Hell no. I mean, it's like it seems like, you know, now that fucking you know, the whole new regime's going on now. Cole's starting to talk all weird and different.
Yeah, dude, he talks differently like on every show. Besides whenever he's complaining about the things that he Dolph Ziggler said, and he's fighting with Triple H, and yeah.
And apparently Trick Turner actually had a track on Mr. Deeds.
Oh yeah? I've seen that movie. Don't remember their song though.
They did the song Friends and Family.
Nope, I'm going to have to watch that movie again.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
I'm sure there's a lot of songs that I don't know from movies.
I know all the songs from fucking Dazed and Confused. Fucking, that's a good album.
Well, that's a good movie, yeah.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Good album, good movie, fucking... So the soundtrack was definitely dope.
Oh, yeah, for those who do not know, Mr. Deeds was actually mostly filmed here in Connecticut.
Well, don't you feel lucky?
Yeah.
Well, we had a few movies that were filmed here in Pittsburgh.
I think it's funny how, like, they were supposed to do, like, I think fucking Halloween here with, like, Rob Zombie.
They were supposed to, but they didn't.
Nope.
Like that terrible movie Adventureland, that was filmed here.
That's a horrible movie.
Or Screwed, that was filmed here. Or even part of the Batman movie. That was filmed there.
They're all calling David a dumbass.
Who's a dumbass?
They're calling David a dumbass and a complete tard and shit.
What? He really did post that, man. Now he's going to get attacked. I bet you that, what's that girl's name? Manda. She'll attack him.
Yeah,
no,
girl.
There's a girl named Emily and then some dude named William Bratcher.
Man, all these people come out of nowhere, man. Like, you don't ever see these people posting anything.
Yeah, I know.
No. Yeah.
they wait for dumbasses like David. Just lurking in the shadows.
Right.
It's really all we do, too, until we see a smash or pass.
Smash or pass.
Hey, I'm sorry. That was not my fault.
But it's funny, man. She's the one that posted it, and here she is on our show right now.
I did not.
Aren't you the one that posted that picture?
No, read the comment.
Who the fuck's the one that posted that picture, then?
One of my friends hacked it and did that.
Man, she's lying, man. She posted
sure.
it up herself. We're on.
You ain't got a lot to kick it. I mean, you ain't got a lot to kick it. You're already online. I mean, come on now.
Exactly.
Hey,
you ain't
got
to tell us you were hacked, man. We know you weren't.
I've
like
been
whenever
on it the whole time.
Whenever Boom posts up some stupid shit, man, he says he got hacked, too. But we know it's him.
Yeah, they know I'm just drunk. They know the deal.
Or you got them stupid people like, I'm hacked. And it's like, I love you, baby. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that shit. We know you were just having a moment.
Exactly.
The only time you know when something like that's real is when they've actually tagged themselves into it.
And then a bunch of hashtags.
Wait, you know what? I think it's funny how someone just decided to attack fucking Destiny here because of the fact you used the wrong your.
I know, huh? It's over.
So you know what? So you know what? You know, just to be an asshole, I put up the wrong your just for the hell of a thing.
Man, dude, that one person, I had to correct him like 4 times. Kind of like I have to correct Havoc all the time. And he still uses the wrong shit. He does that shit on purpose. Little asshole.
Wow. It's the grammar police.
Yeah, that's right, man. You gotta understand. You gotta respect that.
Yeah. Now all we need is the fucking respect squad to fucking show up out of nowhere.
Dude, that one of them showed up on my picture. I saw that. Although they didn't say anything ignorant, though.
Oh my gosh, Kate, scroll down like one, right, and there's a dude that says, what's the family's opinion on a 31-year-old dating a 15-year-old? What the fuck?
I think that should get the police involved with that one.
Yeah, same here. It's the same pronunciation, just so different.
That's okay, fucking Alejandra, fucking posted up the pedal seal of approval.
What?
I don't get it. She's like, get it? And I was like, no.
Well, y'all, I got a big bottle of moonshine calling my name, so I'm not going to, like, make some, like, lame-ass exit and be like, much clown love, whoop-whoop and all that, because I love you, because you already know that. So I'm just going to tell you, like I told the 4 juggalettes I did at the gathering, I'm going to say I'm pulling out, and whoop whoop.
Oh, no. He's pulling that one again.
Yeah, you know. All right, y'all. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop
whoop. All right, peace.
What, you're leaving too?
No, I still went to him. Shit.
He's already gone, though.
Yeah, get up, prepare yourself. Boo Bear has joined the respect squad.
Boo Bear, is that the same Boo Bear now?
Can't be friends because
yeah.
Haters make me famous.
Wait, it's the same Boo Bear?
Yep.
Why can't we be friends?
Hey, the people who aren't my friends actually help me a lot. Want to know why?
Not really, but you can tell us anyway.
No, these people are weird.
Are you going to tell us?
Huh? I guess
are
we're
you
never
going
gonna...
to tell us?
Oh. She's still, like, going at it.
Yo.
What?
Hello, you.
What?
Are you going to tell us why they help you?
Because they make me famous. And I know that if everybody likes me, that means that I'm not doing anything right.
Wait. If they like you, you're not doing anything right.
No. Oh, my gosh. Never mind. Never mind.
Sure. We'll just nod our heads and agree.
Yeah, because you could see that, right?
Exactly.
Teach me the ways of a Jedi. Holy shit. Freaking.
Yeah, apparently David wants to teach him the ways of the Jedi.
A Jedi he is not.
Just forget OG. That's exactly what I'm posting.
You gotta speak like Yoda. Or you could just tell him that you're his father. I am your father.
And I think I'd shoot myself if I was his father. Where instead Destiny goes, I am your mom.
See, man? Somebody's already thinking it.
Yep. A Jedi I am not, teach me you must.
Yeah, see? She knows what's up.
And, I mean, and if you really want to get technical with it, Destiny, it should be Luke, I am your mother, not Luke, I am your mom.
Actually, did you know that Luke part had nothing to do with what he said in the movie? He never said that.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but...
But yet everybody in the world thinks that he did, though.
This girl, did you see she actually posted up the Smash Your Pass or whatever? Plus, she put, please rate me on top of it.
Please rape me? We're back to raping, huh?
There we go. Then we got fucking Jace Cook going, Yoda, well, you don't.
What?
I don't know. Jace or Jace Cook goes, Yoda, well, you don't.
Dumbass he is.
He goes, agree, I must. Bad at Yoda, I am.
Yeah, somebody's going to fuck out all that. So just wait for it.
They're still talking about the Cheetos.
Damn, people still on that. Thought they would have killed themselves by now.
There, I got a different one. I got a 10 times
See, man,
better one.
I posted that picture up, man. It gave fat girls motivation to lose weight.
Yeah.
Hey.
Including the respect squad.
Yeah, exactly. One of them, yes, she was in there.
Here, I got a better one.
See that man? She's trying to top my picture.
Yeah, I see Amanda right there. Respect squad.
Shout out to the respect squad.
You know what? Hashtag, respect squad.
post it right up in there.
Man, you ain't posted that. You ain't posted it on my picture, or
yes.
Motherfucker.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like any of them are guys get, you know, understand what the hell it means. And, hey.
There you go. I just posted one. Did you see the dude in the Speedo?
Uh-oh, you're going to bring out all them quote-quote thirsty women.
Yes. That dude, Stefan Cario, he commented
back
on it. Yes.
That was like the one person, like, all these thirsty-ass juggalos, man. I was like, I am pretty thirsty. Can I get a Pepsi? They're like, all I got is Faygo. I was like, that works. Fucking hate that shit. Don't call me thirsty, motherfucker.
I think it's funny how these motherfuckers, you know, it's sad because, you know, half the motherfuckers actually lie to the people saying that, you know, their sex is all hell. Man, I'm gonna that fucking one bitch ask, you know, is she fat? People were saying, no, you're not fat. I said, yes, you are.
Oh, man. She's laughing. David must be there.
No. He said no to my guy. Here, I got a better one.
Oh, God.
Who said no to your guy?
I did.
I said no to Havoc's other little friend that was in there. What was her name? Des or some shit.
What?
Blue Bear, you will get a shitload of haters, just because of the fact.
Boo Bear, go to hell.
Hold on.
You can go ahead and like that.
Oh, considering the fact Boo Bear is doing the whole Smash and Pass bullshit.
Oh, man. We got to jump on that one for sure.
Look at the new one I posted.
This person really said I would fuck you. What the fuck?
It's like, I don't know.
Man, this damn thing, man, called me fat. Well, I mean, my bitch is fat.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing now there, fucking Dusty? Why the hell?
What? What did you say?
There's two nightmares waiting to happen.
I like the last one I just posted.
Damn, where the hell did you find a picture of Havoc at?
Google.
It really looks like fucking Havoc, man. Look at this fucking homo right here. Would you date me?
What?
What?
What'd you say?
I would have to date him. I'm like, sincerely like, no.
Just a second, I gotta grab my phone charger. My phone's gonna die. Oh my gosh, I should put. I'm so happy. I'm gonna die.
Are you gonna jump on? You gonna jump on that trend? I'm thinking about killing.
Oh, you know
myself.
What? I'm gonna come on the trend. No, you're not cute. No, I would not date you.
To who?
What?
Dude, Austin Allen Radio had decided to go. Do you think I'm cute, or would you kill me? Like,
you commented on that?
I'm gonna comment no.
Oh, I thought that was you, but it's apparently Boober.
Yeah.
Man, that's not the same Boober, man.
I thought it was.
It's not.
You there? Okay.
Yeah, we're here.
No, we left.
Well, my phone might die, so.
Yeah, there's this thing called, like, a charger.
Yeah, that's true. I got a better one. Like a beast.
A zombie, what?
What?
I don't know about Gumby.
Did you see all his weapons?
Holy shit, you found a picture of fucking Ghetto G.
For real?
Huh?
Where'd you find me? Does it for real look like me? Because I seen somebody that looked exactly like me before. Where the hell is this picture at?
With the guitar, the gun.
I got a good one right here. Fat bastard.
He goes, I'm not talking about guys.
Fat bastard, there you go. Can't get better than that.
Oh, and apparently that dude Austin Allen is a rapper.
Oh, what the fuck?
I call bullshit on you being a rapper.
I think these are great. I mean, look, there's Fat Bastard.
Why does she keep saying Fat Bastard?
Look at my picture.
Man, you don't even show up.
What do you mean I don't even show up?
I don't know. I don't see none of these damn pictures you're posting except that picture of Havoc.
They're all in the comments.
Oh, well, that explains it.
He just tagged you in it.
Oh, motherfucker.
No,
is that Russell Brand?
Yeah, she's absolutely obsessed with fat people.
What's wrong with fat people? There's a fat midget right there.
No, this one is. This is a man, baby.
Now this Boo Bear is actually smart because of the fact she's actually telling that dude Allen to fucking take his picture down and not fucking do the whole smash and pass bullshit.
So you're gonna add me now?
Hey, look, it's Chill.
Where's Chill at?
In the fucking diaper.
What? What the hell?
Here's a good
well,
one.
Well, that person pointed out the obvious. That's a man. Really?
Forget about it. Yo, like, if you go up, you will see yourself with a gun and a guitar right next to you.
That ain't me. That's Russell Brand.
Hey, I have a question about this one.
Yes, it's scary.
Are we sure this dude's not pregnant? Are we sure this guy isn't pregnant?
Man, they're both bad speedos. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, pregnant bitch.
Are we sure he ain't Pregno? Prego?
I think he just might be.
Hey, I got a picture.
No.
I got one for Havoc.
Oh, God.
For Havoc? These are all for Havoc.
I agree with you, Deanna. No speedo is a good speedo. Oh. Wait. First of all, I got a gray beard. No, get him. No. Wait. No, that's not me. That's Heather.
What the fuck is Heather?
Heather Gagnon.
We don't know what she looks like.
Dude, she just posted up a picture of what she looks like.
And
that probably is her.
Now, see, now this is exactly why I need to fucking do a goddamn fucking catfish, because I swear that's exactly what she looks like.
And stretch.
What the fuck?
That's awesome.
That's just even more disturbing. And
oh God, here goes another rant by Elijah.
Oh great.
Oh, the big baby one?
I hate illiterate people when he can't spell, first off. They drive me insane. And then he misspells like.
Destiny, lol. Jigglets always have, that's true. Bubble Stones, just that's a funny name. He just put a perfect one. Like, he spelled like wrong.
That's okay, forget David. David, you know, actually helped him out with that one.
Good old David.
Same as different. Poser.
There's a bunch of titty babies in here? What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Do I want to know?
Shouldn't it be like crybabies? Shitty Babies. I hate when skinny chicks call themselves fat. I hate when pretty chicks call themselves ugly. Well, thanks for pointing that out, you fat bitch.
No, 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 get it right now. You fat ugly bitch.
I was trying to be somewhat nice.
And why the fuck is it she, you know, she's about to need to censor herself out?
What? No, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, my sucks, my life sucks, I cry every night. Well, bitch, that's your fault for being ugly.
Damn.
What, do you want me to post on a girl now?
I was talking about Havoc being so rude.
Oh, well. Find me a river.
This is Havoc and his girlfriend.
Who's that? This guy, the guys in the Speedos, that's for Havoc? That's him and his boyfriend?
No. No, this one with the girl. He's a zero and she's a ten. There you go.
Zero? How the hell are you a zero? You'll be really fucking ugly.
Look, on that comment.
Apparently I'm the 10 and she's a zero. What the fuck?
Oh, that girl Dez is back.
Why are these damn dudes naked, man? What the hell?
What?
Why aren't these damn dudes you pose like fucking naked? Like, what the fuck? Who the hell is that chick, though, man? Why does that dude look like a fat kung fu vampire? Like, that's what he would look like if he was really fat.
People going, apparently somebody's going to be going to fucking hell or something like that.
Who's going to hell? I'm going there. I'll save you a seat.
Yeah.
There's already a seat waiting for me.
Who said something about hell, though?
Put out juggalettes always have the best titties.
That's always a nice thing to post.
If only people knew. Wow.
Going through a rough time. You spelled rough wrong.
Hold on.
I'm not gay. There's a difference. What the hell are you talking about? Yes, you are gay, nigga. You want his dick, nigga. Why is this white person saying nigga over and over? Say nigga like three more times. It's so cool. Oh, David. And then he did it, too. Nigga, nigga, nigga. You a black-ass nigga.
All right, I'm getting on off of Facebook right now.
Oh.
Well, my phone's going to die.
Then the person had to be all racist about it and spell it with the Eeyore.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Nigga, eat a duck. He's going to eat a duck. It's
That was a good show, though.
What show?
Oh, I was talking to somebody else.
Satan is a poser. This person says, "Who the fuck is Satan?" And why? And now this, now that same girl that called him a poser put satin. Scotty is a poser. Satan doesn't exist. Satan is real, and he is coming soon.
That's some creepy stuff right there.
Well, if you're no Juggalo, why the fuck are you in the Juggalo group?
Manson sucks his own dick. Who fucking cares? Why is he in this conversation? Can I just jump in here and just say, like, nigga? Nigga.
Yeah.
Alright, fine, I'll do it.
Oh, man. I'm gonna end up unfollowing half these damn posts that way. I don't be having a fucking iPod blown up from all these comments.
It's already been like 2.5 hours.
Uh oh. So Satan is more fucking threatening, huh?
Y'all are jokes. Well, thank you. Satan will fuck you hard in the ass, man. Then we'll know with it feels like to have a hit red dick in your ass.
I'm looking at kids, though.
If you say nigga three times, Samuel Jackson will show up and throw a shark at you. Fuck Jesus, he's dead. This is a clever person right here, man. He's so smart.
But I'm about to fucking pull a ghetto G here.
Oh, man, here we go. What are you about to do, man, you crazy motherfucker? Who the hell liked that? Who liked the fuck Jesus, he's dead? People are fucking morons. Were you one of them people that liked that?
Nope.
Don't lie to me. Oh, look. Hey, where'd it go? Where'd it go, yeah?
Man, they took the comment down.
That's bullshit.
The entire fucking status went away.
Them assholes. They need Jay-Z. That's why.
Yes. And Block Talk needs to learn how to spell.
Why the hell does this Cora Anderson want to be my friend? Who the hell are you? Aren't you that little girl that's always eating her fingers?
Yeah, it's her.
What the hell she want to be my friend for? She won't like anything I post.
I don't know. maybe she got tired of eating her fingers, so she wants to eat yours.
Well, I need my fingers. How else am I going to be a smartass on the internet?
Wait,
next thing you know, you're going to be seeing me smash my head off the keyboard to type out shit. It's funny how stupid pictures get more comments than, like, actual serious people.
Yeah, don't worry.
I hate illiterate people. Well, I hate you. End of rant. How many rants does he do in a day?
I have no clue. Probably way too many. Hey, you know what, fuck it, even though it's just us, I'm going to play this track real quick. This is, so that way, Gil G, can, you guys can get a listen to these guys. This is Trick Turner with Father.
Father.
Can you remember how you used to jam your fingers in the mic chest? Tell me how stupid you thought I was. How I grew up to be worthless. I was only 9 and I can recall every single time you raised a hand to me. No matter how long I try to forget, I can't erase it from my memory. To this day you seem to think that you never did anything wrong. And even though I try to look past your ignorance, the hate was too strong. But you were too blind to see how much anger was going inside of me. And everything revolved around you. Do what you say, do what you want, do what you do. But the years passed, I never knew what was to come. For sure, whatever. Yeah, but the day will come when we'll cross paths. But this time I'll be there to let you know that all I ever wanted was for you to believe in me. And every day I pray for, let the day fall with a chance to throw it back in your face. And the more you die, open your eyes.
Oh,
And we're back, and we lost Destiny.
Man, I think we lost her before that song.
Yeah, probably.
But, man, that dude that was talking about illiterate people, he got fucking owned. He got owned by the Respect Squad, yo. It was brutal. So I couldn't even say anything, so I just said owned.
Oh, bud.
Man, people are going to think twice before they post in this group.
Yeah, I know, right?
All these people are wild tonight.
They really are. Oh, man. Man, the fact that Omega fucking posted up on that fucking chicks page, on that Abby chicks page, saying, "You are a pretty fat P-H-A-T.
Dumbass. Bitch, you grown. That ain't baby fat fat.
Man, I swear that dude Joshua uses the same fucking thing. Even though they both mean the same damn thing, he uses them twice in every sentence.
I ain't saying you a dumbass, but you a dumbass.
Come on, better fucking he put me on that same chick's page. He goes MMFWCL and then goes MCL, and he puts MCL right after the first one.
Why doesn't he just combine them?
Or just use one simple one.
Or that?
Nope.
So how about Homie Topic has a new ICP shirt in it, and it's pretty fucking lame.
I haven't been to Hot Topic in forever.
It says Insane Clown Posse, whoop whoop.
Hey, now every single fucking little kid out there is gonna go and try to buy it.
Like, really? That's the shirt you have in there? The only shirt you have for him? And it's a fucking retarded shirt?
Yep.
Give me a dope ass shirt in there, motherfucker. What the hell?
Well, I mean, hey, it's safe to say, you know, we actually had a good show tonight, man. I mean, you know, we actually had people call in, we had people tune in. And I think Omega's actually gonna become a regular.
It only took a little stirring the pot in a Juggalo group.
Yeah, I know, right?
Get them all riled up.
Well, shit, dope that Omega's is actually trying to get us an interview with Isham.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, I mean, I also know he's also working on getting us an interview with Chupacabra.
Who the fuck is that?
One of Isham's new female artists.
He has artists.
Yeah, I guess her name's Chupacabra, and yeah, she's a part of Acid Rap with Isham.
Acid Rap, that's a label now.
Yeah,
I just thought that was what he called his genre of music.
Oh, definitely a label now.
When did that become a label?
I don't know. But yeah,
well,
so I mean,
well, pow to that.
Yeah, so Omega's gonna try and working on getting us an interview with her as well. So that's gonna be fucking sick.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about her.
I don't either. But the fact that she's potentially worth you some, you know, we don't really need to worry about too much. We can just, you know, get her up on here. We can fucking get to find out anything about her through the interview.
Well, that's not true. There's some labels that got some people that are dope, but then they got other people on their label, and they're not as good.
Well, yeah, that's true. Ah, and there goes Smash a Pass right down the toilet.
See you later.
See you in a few minutes.
Speak from here on out. Anytime I see a Smash a Pass post, I'm gonna be like, be right back. I'm gonna go drop a Smash a Pass down the toilet. That'd be my new permanent thing for taking a shit.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna steal my ore anymore.
Oh, the ore will still be up in there. You gotta find it.
Because I had to look through the comments, see if anybody said anything. And of course, boom, there you were.
Okay. By the way, the label that Isham runs is actually Real Life Production, also known as Gotham Records.
Okay.
He's got like two artists there. He's got Daniel Jordan and Chupacabra.
Well, how about that?
Former artists that they used to have was, of course, the Dayton family. TNT, Dice, Cool Keith.
Oh, yeah, TNT, I remember that.
Of course, Super Villain, back, you know, when he was a part of the Psychopathic as well.
Yeah.
Oh, this Blue Bear chick fucking insane. You look like a dude from Project X. What the fuck?
Who said that? Oh, she said the other guy.
Yeah.
Say he looks like, fuck's his name?
I don't know.
The fat kid off of that movie. I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, the fat kid off of that movie.
No, I forget what his name is, so it's not that.
He goes, I might be. Yeah, okay.
I might be. Well, if you were, you wouldn't be in this Juggalo chat.
Nope.
And on top of that, the Project X movie was fucking terrible. Separate apart whenever that kid tasered that guy.
Yeah, I know. Big fuck.
Huh?
I'm reading about fucking Chupacabra.
Well, you have fun reading about that. We'll be back.
Tomorrow.